From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. After Russia missed a midnight Tuesday deadline to offer an explanation for the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in Britain, the British government Wednesday expelled nearly two dozen Russian diplomats. Prime Minister Theresa May, addressing Parliament, said no defense was offered as to why they lost control of a deadly nerve agent used in the March 4th attack.
No explanation as to how this agent came to be used in the United Kingdom. No explanation as to why Russia has an undeclared chemical weapons program in contravention of international law.
The Prime Minister again said this constituted an unlawful use of force by the Russian state against the United Kingdom, requiring a response.
Under the Vienna Convention, the United Kingdom will now expel 23 Russian diplomats who have been identified as undeclared intelligence officers. They have just 1 week to leave.
The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the case of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who both remain in critical condition. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova called the British action a political and propaganda show and constitutes an attack on Russia. Moscow has promised a swift retaliation. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari met Wednesday with the parents of dozens of abducted schoolgirls to discuss the search for their whereabouts following the mass kidnapping by suspected Boko Haram insurgents February 19th. He said he's directed the Army, Air Force, police, and all state services to find the girls wherever they are. The attack on Dabshi in Yobe State was the boldest mass abduction since more than 200 schoolgirls were taken in the town of Chibok in northeast Borno State in 2014. This is VOA News. In Syria, Turkish-backed forces shelled the Kurdish-held northwest town of Afrin Wednesday, killing at least seven people. The YPG Kurds are being targeted as a threat to Turkish security. To the south, the eastern suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent is hoping to send in a truck convoy of food and medical aid to the rebel-held enclave, which has been bombarded for 3 weeks by Russian-backed government forces. As the conflict enters its eighth year, Jan Egeland, a UN senior advisor and head of the Norwegian Refugee Council, warned of impending new battles.
Our fear is that after Eastern Ghouta, we may see tremendous battles now in and around Idlib and in the south, Dara. Idlib would be a tremendous concern because Idlib is in many ways a gigantic refugee camp. It's 2.5 million people in Idlib. More than half of these are internally displaced.
A trickle of medical evacuations was completed from Eastern Ghouta Tuesday. More departed Wednesday. The UN said more than 1,000 are in need of evacuation. More than 1,200 have died in the violence since February 18th. In Pakistan, a motorcycle-borne suicide bomb blast claimed by the Taliban ripped through a police checkpoint near Lahore Wednesday, killing at least nine people and wounding nearly 20. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, Wednesday said the capital, Kabul, now is the main focus of an intensified U.S.-backed battle against the Taliban.
Hard in Kabul to protect the people of Kabul and the international community that are here because of the strategic impact that has and the importance to the campaign.
Nicholson pointed to the rapid growth of the city that's making it harder to secure. He said there is a lot of work to do. In the past year, insurgents have staged massive bombing attacks that have killed hundreds. The Slovenian Prime Minister resigned Wednesday following the Supreme Court's ruling to annul the result of a major September referendum approving a new railway project. Miro Cerar, who has been under pressure from unions for higher wages, sent his resignation to Parliament and will formally inform the President on Thursday. Television host and economic analyst Larry Kudlow will replace Gary Cohn as President Donald Trump's top economic advisor. Kudlow served as an economic advisor to former President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. He's a veteran of Wall Street and considered both a supply-side economics advocate and a promoter of free trade. Meanwhile, the announcement came as the Trump administration launched a challenge to Indian export practices in the World Trade Organization. U.S. stocks fell in Wednesday trading as investors fret over higher tariffs that could herald a trade war. The benchmark Dow Jones lost nearly 250 points to close Wednesday at 24,758. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.